Good morning. Hello, my beautiful friend. It's good to be here with you again. And I've got a little snippet of music to start us off. It's a song called Belong by R.E.M. Song is haunting in a way, isn't it? Or at least it is to me. I'd heard this song a million times, and the only reason that I brought it up today is because I've been thinking about belonging, and in my own life, times that I've felt like I belonged. Sometimes, like in the sense of when I was much younger, I've said this before many times, I didn't feel like I belonged on the planet. I had this very strong sense that there was some mistake and I shouldn't be here. And that was a huge sense of not belonging. And I think a lot of that came from many, 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 places in my life where I just didn't feel like I belonged. And as often happens, what's so interesting to me about when I get to have a conversation with you like this on our Sunday Love Grams is that usually there's just a tiny little seed of an idea, right? Like, so that, I just this week something sparked remembering what that was like for me as a young person, feeling so out of place, just feeling like I didn't have a place. I couldn't feel at home anywhere. And anyway, so I was thinking about that, and you guys have heard me say this before, so I like to have a little bit of music sometimes when I start these off, and I usually just will type in a word like that. I typed in the word belong to see, if there was music. And this song popped up by R.E.M. and I started listening and I was like, oh, curiously enough, simply listening to this song, it gave me a sense of belonging, which is very funny to say, but this particular group, REM, has a very special connection to me, actually, of a time that I was extraordinarily depressed. However, and I think this is really important, and I didn't know any of this was going to come out right now. My friend Greg usually listens to these love grams, and he's going to know probably what I'm going to say right now. But there was a very very, very, very life-saving friendship that I had with Greg. Greg, I like to call him Greggy. And we would listen to REM and till we were together. So, it's an interesting thing. He and I often look back now at that period. He was also in a depression. And we look back now in that period, and there's such a sense of joy is the first word that was going to come from my mouth. So I think I'm going to hold on, wait. I'm going to have a little cup of coffee while I let that sink in for a minute for me, what is really true. Joy. It is joy. It is joy. Also a sense of connectedness. And here's the interesting thing about how these things unfold is that the reason I was thinking about belonging earlier this week is I was actually writing about, I was asked in my work, my mentor Brendon Burchard was asking about the many, many, many forms of the word happy and how, there's so many different ways of feeling happy. And I was reflecting on that and I realized that connected is a big one for me, that it doesn't always look like happy, right? It doesn't look like balloons and, you know, sparkling champagne or whatever, that connected in its all of its forms is happy for me. And I had actually, even in that blog post that I was writing about connected, I was talking about that, you know, that sense of not belonging is so desolate for me. That's such a alone and scary. I feel like I'm tumbling like Alice down into the rabbit hole. But you know what? I hope it's okay for you as a listener, because for me, as someone like in this moment, really truly discovering new things, I think this is how it happens for ourselves. This is like sort of out loud. What I'm presenting to you is not a presentation, right? So what I'm sharing with you is a process that I'm allowing myself, and I'm also encouraging you to do, to get to know yourself, which is to follow a curiosity. You could say, like, so I started this morning with this curiosity about belong. And let's go back to the song. I think that'll be nice. It's a little bit hard to hear the words. I'm gonna read you. I did not know them. I've heard the song a million times, and I'm not, you know, I've told you this before, I'm not really a lyrics person, which is surprising because I love poetry and I love words, and maybe I'll become a lyrics person. But when I went to find out what these lyrics were, the first stanza I played for you, her world collapsed early Sunday morning. She got up from the kitchen table, folded the newspaper, and silenced the radio. Those creatures jumped the barricades and have headed for the sea. Oh, you know, he does his O's, those beautiful O's. Then what I just played for you right now, those creatures jumped the barricades and have headed for the sea. She began to breathe at the thought of this freedom, stood and whispered to her child, belong. She held the child and whispered with calm, belong. So beautiful, isn't it? I actually did a tiny little search before I turned on this recorder to talk to you. And I just searched, like, you know, what does this song mean or something like that. I wanted to see, I don't know, just kind of to connect with what people saw about it. And it seemed like, you know, the one thing that was repeated in different ways, but the same concept was that the woman in the song holding the child heard something on the radio, right? An event that was happening somewhere far, far away, that they, you know, it sounds as if these animals found freedom. And she heard this and she connected. It connected to her heart. And she was holding this child and wanted so badly for this child to know that you belong, you know, you belong. And it's so tender and so sweet. And maybe you have a different interpretation. If you do, let me know. I'd love to hear, you know, if you have a connection to the song or you have an interpretation. However, so this is, I guess I'm talking to you about two things at once today, which is great. I didn't even realize that that's what I was doing, but all of a sudden I see it. So I'm on one hand wanting to talk to you about belonging. And on the other hand, I'm talking about the process, which the more that I'm here talking to you, this might actually be one of the processes of belonging. One of the processes of belonging might be allowing ourselves both what the woman in the song was doing, right? It's allowing ourselves to hear something and to bring it into our hearts and to have it belong to us, right? Like she took that story in and it belonged to her then and belonged to her child. So we're on one hand taking things in that we hear and allowing them to belong to us, and we belong to them. And the other thing is this process that I'm talking about of following a curiosity or following an intuition or following a simple anything. You know, I think last week I was talking to you about spaciousness, and this is not unrelated. If I didn't have this time with you, which thank you so much, right? Like, and I mean that like deeply, I'm really feeling like if I didn't have you on Sunday mornings to connect to, I don't know if I would allow this particular kind of open spaciousness to allow life to speak to me, you know, and hopefully to you, because it is a conversation, but it's not, it's different than, you know, I don't think like, oh, what am I going to present to everyone today? It's not that. It's we're on a journey together. Everything's starting to connect. I'm having this like mind blown feeling right now. Like, you guys know that since the beginning of the pandemic, I've been using the Ram Dass quote with you, which is we're all just walking each other home, and home in the sense that I feel it is not necessarily, you know, a literal house. It's not like we're walking each other to a house, but we're walking each other to this place that feels like we belong. I've never seen it in exactly that light, and that we are on this journey together of walking each other home to ourselves, really home to ourselves. And so this process that you're really, you know, walking beside me literally right now, this morning, I had no idea where I was going. I only had the word belong. It was like I had a piece of paper in my pocket, right, that said belong. And I took it out and said, huh, okay, well, what now, life? And it led me to this song. And it led me to this feeling of belonging with my friend Greggy, even in our deepest depression. And it led me to the word connected. It led me to appreciation for you. It led me to that understanding that we do need spaciousness and we need time to be able to hear, like this woman in the song, something that speaks to us. You know, all around us, there's so many things, messages, and we do need the space to be able to breathe like she did in the song and take in that which our own hearts need to hear. And it could happen like with this, you know, maybe there's something in this love gram that your heart really heard, or maybe not, you know, maybe it's not even this love gram. Maybe it's something that I write in the email I send along with it. Or maybe it's not that either. Maybe you're like, oh, I'm going to go see if Sherry's love gram came today. And in the process of doing that, there's an email in your inbox from someone else that sparks you. It's the listening to ourselves. I really, you know, this is so important, this idea. And I'm going to keep talking to you about belonging this week, because I think it's a huge, huge area of self-reflection. And yeah, listen, okay, I'm going to, two things before I go. One thing is I'm going to play a little tiny bit more of the song because it'll be fun to end with that. The second thing is I just want to do a quick shout out to my friend Greggy, because what a beautiful thing, right? What a beautiful thing that this friend helped me transform a period of my life that was really dark and really scary. It was not, you know, it was not an easy time. It was the most challenging time of my life. And having him beside me, connected, understanding, you know, being able to talk about our depression, and listening to REM, you know, going to get pizza the night that the Simpsons were on and watching it together, those simple connected moments of belonging you know, saved me. So shout out to Greggy. And then the third thing, I said there was going to be two, but there's three, is that I have somewhere, and I'm going to find it and check all the links, but I have a mini, just like a 5-day class or little challenge that is called Permission and Belonging. And I'm going to find that and share it with you this week so that if you're interested in going through that, it's free. It doesn't cost anything, but it might be something that I'll think of a way that maybe we could do it together so that we can belong together in this exploration of belonging. Okay, little more song, and I want to say I love you, and I look forward to connecting more. All right. Love you so much. Bye-bye.